Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ground Zero, celebrating loving the movement. Hosted by Nia Benz and Reginald Clemens, we celebrate by recognizing the small steps and leaps and bounds of individuals and activist groups who put us further away from slavery and closer to full freedom, from mass incarceration through efforts for justice reform and in society at large. And today, the topic that we'd like to cover is dealing with what's going on in the market right now and how the exclusionary practices of the market favor some and disadvantage others by disenfranchising. Specifically and more particularly, how it affects African American people in the tech market as well as in the investment market when it comes to African Americans being able to acquire capital for startups. If you'd like to call into the show and make any comments or ask any questions,
this call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
The conversation and discussion that we're having, you can call in at 675-383-1630. That's 657-383-1630. Anaya? Now what I've been doing is I've been watching what's been going on with the markets. And I've been tripping off of it, paying attention to it for like the past 6 months. And I've been noticing how Alphabet has been gradually laying people off and shrinking their workforce and liquidating assets in order to try and stay capital positive. And their finances have been gradually declining. I didn't know if it was because Alphabet was doing some restructuring or because and Alphabet is Google, by the way. The Alphabet Nest. That's the heart and pulse of Google when it comes to the CEOs and who runs Google. So that to me is that's the canary in the coal mine, because Google and Facebook they're like the technological software giants of America. And America has been trying to isolate or limit competition with homegrown software, namely TikTok. And they accuse China of, China's being accused of using TikTok to spy on Americans and collect data. Well, everybody collects data on everybody, and that's why the cell phone system doesn't work as smoothly and seamlessly as it could. That's why the internet doesn't work as seamlessly and collectively as it could, because there are actually more monitoring systems than there are user systems within that digital space. So, and with that said, there is an agenda. I won't presuppose or I won't pretend to know what that agenda is overall and what are the details of that agenda, but I do know from economic history and strategies of the past that the agenda is about the haves and the have-nots. Who's going to get the lion's share of the market? Who's had the lion's share and what's going to be done to maintain the status quo of yesteryear? And right now, when it comes to the tech market, the footprint of African-American people is, can't even be called a foot. It's probably a half of a toe print, if a half, of a baby toe print. So we are like almost null and void when it comes to involvement in ownership of having the ability to influence the creative space of the internet. I say, sure, we are consigned to being able to mix down beats and different things like that to use it as a customer. But as far as when it comes to ownership and invest in our ownership of software companies and the software, it's almost impossible for African-American people to buy into or become a part of the tech sphere and technical development when it comes to having our own major software companies. And it's by design.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
And when I say by design and preference, I'm not necessarily saying it's by design and preference to hold black people down. I won't make that excuse for myself. I won't allow that excuse for myself. And I discourage other people to make excuses for the challenges that they face, because those things are challenges. Anytime somebody challenges you, you know what I'm saying, it's up to you to either take on the challenge, win, lose, or draw. Let the best man win. And if you fail a challenge, you know what I'm saying, the sports mantra is try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Dust yourself, get up, dust yourself off, get up, and try again. And sooner or later, you will succeed. Champions take losses before they become champions, but between champions and losers, it's champions keep count. So champions don't make excuses. Champions expect challenges. And with that said, it's not to say that there aren't any obstacles placed in the path of African American people when it comes to economics that we face. And I believe that the tech sector is suffering, and the American tech sector is suffering, because it's not using the whole birth of resource, intellectual resources that are available to this country. Ever since the end of slavery and the advent of Jim Crowism, African American people have been excluded from the economic strata. And different times throughout American history, when African Americans have shown ourselves,
you have 1 minute left,
to be able to rise up and proliferate within the strata of this country, like Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is called Black Wall Street, which is one of our most prolific times. But it's not our only, because we had Harlem. There was a Harlem Renaissance of a beautiful time for beautiful black people and beautiful black lives in an aristocratic fashion of style, grace, and culture. And that was economically attacked. And it happened all across this country. And every time it's been buried, it's been hidden in the annals of history. And when it comes to Tulsa, Oklahoma, it wasn't a mob. They were dropping bombs from airplanes. So it was orchestrated.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
All right, so we'll get Reggie back on the line here shortly. I want to touch on the part where he talked about that black people are being left out or prohibited or disadvantaged and are struggling some of the one of are struggling to get into and play the game with being either an investor or getting into to the game of innovation, right? I disagree. I wholeheartedly disagree. I think black people, this
an
time,
offender at the Jefferson City Correctional Center. This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
This time that we're currently where we basically need, where black people's needs need, we need literally everything, and we need it in the best way possible for us, by us. There is nothing but opportunity. And I feel like we scathe or look over this point where we can see, oh, we need grocery stores. Well, we don't need the grocery stores that we see as grocery stores now. We need to entirely revolutionize system of grocery stores. And people would rather go to the stock market and say, well, where is the company that is building these self-checkout things? I'm going to invest in that so I can make a little bit of money, because I think grocery stores are going to be they're going to remove the checkout lady from the grocery stores, and it's just going to be checkout. That's not being proactive. That's not being ahead of the curve. That's not what white people do, right? We have been forcing this false narrative on ourselves that, oh, white people get lucky and they guess who's the next up. No, bro. Behind the scenes, right? Behind the scenes, white people already know what they are going to be pushing at you, and they're going to make you use their shit, not the other way around. It's not, oh, they got lucky. It just took off overnight. No, they built that whole brand on purpose. They built that whole system of how it works and made you feed into it as if it was you had a choice. We didn't have a choice with Amazon. We didn't have a choice with Google. We didn't have a choice with Apple. Steve Jobs said it best. He said, the customer don't know what they want until I tell them. Until I tell them. You get what I'm saying? So when we talk about us not being a part of the innovation game and us not being three steps ahead when it comes to investments, that's because we are not creating our own things that we want for ourselves to be invested in. We waiting for somebody to tell us what the next investment go-to is. And then when that shit tank, or when that shit, the bubble pop for it, we want to look stupid when we lose all our money. That's because you are not investing in yourself. We are not taking the, it's so many black people from Africa, black people from Europe, black people from all over the world inventing stuff. And instead of us going and doing internet searches for those inventions, because I'm telling you, those inventions are 10 times better than any of this bullshit that's being created right now, right? Instead of us going and looking for those inventions and pulling our money in pools so we can make those inventions, because those people don't have the, they're inventors, right? They don't have the business savvy of learning how to start a company, make it go public, do split shares for crowdfund. You know what I'm saying? They don't know none of that shit. But the smartest brains of black people never team up together to do and create the incognizance, create a cognitive vessel around the innovators that exist today. And that's why we fail. That's why we fail. Not because we don't have the opportunity, not because the game is stacked up against us. We have every opportunity. Every single industry needs a black mind to revolutionize it. Every single industry. Because these white folks ain't thinking about saving people. They could care less. They could care less. They're never interested in trying to fix something wholeheartedly and all the way around. They're never going to do it. So until we do it, it's never going to get done. So the opportunity is always there. And that's all I got to say.
And I agree. The opportunity is definitely there. And I agree with everything you said when it comes to us investing in one another and failing to invest in one another. Because we need to. And the thing is, it's not about being racist. It's about being pro-black. It's like, do you want your kids, the children in your household,